Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio Show. I am Percy Ihara, your host, as you guys know, every Sunday morning. And if you listen to us live Sunday morning, hopefully you're on the way to the golf course or softball game or taking your wife to the farmer's market like I like to do. I love the farmer's market here. And guys, check them out. You know, I'm kind of biased. I live in town. So the Ward Farmer's Market is pretty good. You go on one side of Ward, Alamoana Boulevard, and then you walk across the other side. It's very safe. They're great vegetables, and I love to eat breakfast there. I love to eat breakfast there. Anyway, thanks for tuning us in. Thanks for referring your friends. Thanks for, you know, listening to us live and also on our website, generations808.com. As you know, all our past shows are there, and that's the beauty of what we do here. And, you know, young people call us a podcast. This is a radio show, guys. But anyway, our guest today is Mr. Clint Evans. This guy is a super senior. We're going to have his stories on him in the future in a magazine. But I've known about Tai Chi Clint for a long time. And I'll tell you a true story. Gosh, God, it's got to be at least 8 years ago. We did a Tai Chi class for... You know, there's a nonprofit organization called Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. You want to get involved, ask Cynthia. Anyway, we did an event at the Lana Keela Senior Center. And we had, when we invited our membership, we must have had like 40 people there. And we brought in a Tai Chi guy from the YMCA, very famous guy, Tony something, local Chinese guy. Anyway, he did the class. And after 15 minutes, we're trying to do all the motions. And we're not seniors. We're all, well, some of us were, but we did a class and a bunch of younger people were there. And I looked to my right and I see my friend Hope. Hope, what are you doing? You're on your phone. You're supposed to be doing it. She's doing the motions and she's looking at her phone or she's looking down at the ground like, Hope, you got to do the Tai Chi class. And she goes, I know, Percy, but it's kind of slow. I had to laugh and I said, Hope, you're right. I don't think Hope listened to the show, but she should. But I did the same thing after a while. After about 20 minutes, I it was too slow. Clint. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I was like 55 at the time.
And, right.
You know, I have a lot of stuff on my mind, a lot of stuff to work on. Yeah. And it was just amazing. But I know Tai Chi has been shown and known to be the best for fall prevention.
Yeah.
So anyway, our guest today is Clint Evans. Clint, tell our audience who you are, who you're going to be doing, all the things you're going to be doing with us.
My specialty is Tai Chi for fall prevention. I have virtual classes. I have large group classes, different places. I do fairs and do demonstrations on how to do the form. But it's not just the moves. Because they look all nice and smooth and fancy. Uh-huh. It's how the weight is being shifted from one foot to another. And that's the thing to be taught, because there's 100 different forms.
I've seen a bunch of them. I live by Punahou School, and Makiki Park has different guys coming on the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my wife walks our dog down there, and we meet them, and they're great. It's just too slow for me now.
Well, that's one of the advantages. Is that it is slow because seniors that really need it can follow it.
Yeah.
Because it's a step-by-step progressive teaching method. And it isn't just that there's 20 moves that are done, you can't pick it up. But when it's done step-by-step, a person can learn it because we're not too old, it's never too late.
Yeah. So, but tell us your background and how you got involved with being healthy. What's your background?
Oh, it's, well, first of all, started surfing at 15 and still do it six times a week.
Six times a week? No one, when you see this guy in person, when you see this guy in a magazine, you're going to say, dang, this guy is fit. Can I ask how old you are?
77.
No, I thought you told me you were 70.
No, 77.
I golf with a bunch of 70-year-old guys, and they're in pretty, our best golfer in our fraternity golf club is 77.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Oh, you're 77. No kidding. Well, you're still surfing?
It's a passion. My woman calls my surfing the other woman.
Don't tell because, my wife that I call my other woman to golf. But
early in the morning when a bunch of old guys go out and it's not crowded, I'm the youngest in the water.
Really?
I'm telling you, there are guys that grew up across the street from Dick Statue that are in their 90s, still standing up. They're limited to three waves because they just get pooped out because it's such a far paddle.
Oh, yeah. I did it once. Like, when my buddy, this is like when I was my late 20s and by Outrigger Canoe Club. And he's a surfer dude. And it's like, okay, Percy, you want to come out? I said, okay, I'll come out. By the time I got out to the break, I was pooped. My arms were in the water. Like,
it's so.
I'm a ball player. I don't use my shoulder muscle, my lats. So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it's a real deal. So that's part of my activity. I do that as my primary. I don't run because it hurts me so much. It always has. So I ride a bike for exercise. And I do a lot of Tai Chi, which absolutely keeps me fit. But I first was introduced to it. It was required PE at a college I was going to for Chinese medicine.
Really?
And so it was.
In the U.S.?
No. This was Australia first and then Hong Kong. But the requirement, I had to get a passing grade in this real slow-moving stuff. And I just wanted to shoot hoops at break or on a, just a break. Or for PE, just wanted to do that. But no, I had to get a passing grade. And it took me about 3 or 4 weeks to understand what it was because it was just boring. I was super young, and we had two daughters by then. I was taking groceries out of the back of the car, and I did it a certain Tai Chi way, and I realized then, oh, that's why it's a course requirement. You got to have it to graduate.
And graduating with physical fitness or what?
Chinese medicine.
Oh, Chinese medicine.
Yeah, I had just finished up a naturopathic degree in Australia. It was the wild old days when just a couple of hippie kids were traveling around.
And where are you originally from? Australia?
Galveston Island in Texas. Both of us were.
From Texas to Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was given a job there. And so we thought, oh yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
So in your 20s, and then what was your main career?
No, that was in 30.
Oh, 30. 30.
Yeah. Naturopathic medicine and Chinese medicine, acupuncturist for 15 years. Did a whole bunch of stuff. After leaving Australia, it was Switzerland and France, was hired there to work for a few years, and then back to California. Yeah.
And what brought you to Hawaii?
Got a job, the Arthritis Foundation. I showed up for a recertification class for teaching seniors.
What year was that?
Chair movement. Huh?
What year was that?
That was 15 years ago.
Okay. I remember those classes. I've been involved with the Arthritis Foundation for many, many years.
Oh, I
used to be on the board here.
Oh, I just love it. They've done such a good job. They decided to add Tai Chi in as one of the classes. And so I was showing up. I had a choice for recertification, either Dallas or Honolulu. So I went, there's no problem there. So
easy answer for me, buddy.
Came here and they gave me a job mainly because I was so old and I had white hair, you know. So I was the oldest one that was teaching classes. And it was obvious I was really into it. So we moved back. I mean, we moved here. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I can't remember when I started on the board, but I was looking at different boards to get on. And somebody said, you should do an arthritis board. I said, why is that? More people affected by arthritis than any other disease in the state of Hawaii. Yeah. 70% of people will get some form of arthritis in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
I go, wow, those are some crazy numbers. So, yeah, I got the new Art Gladstone, who used to be our board president for a couple of years, and now he helps me with the Hawaii Sports Hall of Fame, by the way. But anyway, yeah, great, great organization. It's just something that I think people need to understand about arthritis and how to prevent it and how to deal with it.
Yeah, for sure. Arthritis Foundation done a good job with that. The research, though, that Duke University and University of North Carolina and Stanford, and even recently the CDC, Center for Disease Control, National Council on Aging, they started studying the results that people were getting, seniors, practicing Tai Chi, and now it's endorsed by all those organizations. Because it works.
Yeah, I would say at least 10, 12 years it's been the number one way to prevent falls.
Yes.
So really,
we're going to stumble. But how you catch yourself is a really big deal. And there's 100 forms of Tai Chi.
Yeah.
This one's the youngest. It's called Sun Style, S-U-N, 130 years old. And out
that's
of all?
All?
It's only 130 years But old. Out of all the research that's been done, this one is the one that's chosen to be the most effective.
And why is that?
It's upright.
Why sun?
The main reason is because it's upright. So the back foot, when you step forward, the back foot comes up. You're going to move backward, step back, and the front foot comes in, so you're upright. Most of the other Tai Chis, I teach a couple of the other ones, are really low with swinging moves.
Right, right.
Up on one foot, and Sun Style is not. The program is 42 moves, 21 one way, 21 the other way, building up both halves of the body. And it's a stepwise progressive learning. So people even, my most popular classes are online at home because it's a step-by-step. The class is like 14 weeks. I find even in the classroom when it's group that it takes people about 2.5-3 weeks. Unless you are a hula dancer, you pick it up sooner. But everybody else that isn't hula, I know it's wild, but there's a lot of weight shift in that.
Well, hula, you got to have a lot of balance, and you have to have strong legs, yeah. First of all.
Yeah. 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 Huh. So that's how Tai Chi has evolved into tackling the biggest epidemic that we've really got, and that's falling.
Well, I'm also on Hawaii Fall Prevention Consortium, and I'll get you involved with them. It's been a little bit dormant since COVID because we couldn't do anything in person.
Yeah.
It's coming back soon. But I'll get you on that group. They meet every month or every other month. Stan Michaels from the Department of Health runs that. Hawaii's won national awards on our fall prevention program before COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to get you involved because we already know Tai Chi does that. Besides medication management, checking your vision, checking your house for falls, decluttering, stuff like that. But what I find though, and I don't know if you know the statistics on this, but once you reach your age of 75, the chances of you falling down like nearly 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say somebody gets taken to the ER like every 10 minutes in the state of Hawaii from a fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you reach, I think it was age of 80 or 85, it's like 70% chance you won't come out of the hospital after that fall at that age. Yeah. You'll break something, it'll be more traumatic, or like my relative. She fell down 3 times, and the third time did the trick. She had to move out of her house.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you're going to come to my workshop next week.
I am.
We'll tell you stories because it's really important because I'll tell you, most of my clients and most of the people that read the magazine, up until about 2018, 2019, we did a survey. And a survey of the magazine, we sent out in the magazine, a survey, and we had about 400 people respond. I was shocked. I had so much mail to look through. And most of our readers, we knew before 2018-19 was 75 and older, most of our readers. Through that survey, we found most people were 69 and below. And it's getting younger. I know because of these workshops that we do, we've been doing it every month now. So every third Wednesday of the month at the Alamon Hotel, look in the magazine. March 15th is our next one. It's a morning session and afternoon session. We cover a lot of things, but we always have a good number of people that ask about falls.
Yeah.
Well, I've already fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what do we do? How do we get stronger and balanced and things like that? So, you know, part of the premise of the magazine is really to provide information so you don't fall.
You bet.
So you came to us at the right time, Clint, because I've always stressed balance. I've always stressed medication management. You know, talking to pharmacists, make sure that medications don't, conflict with each other. Hydrate the body a lot. I drink a lot of water. I carry water with me wherever I go. And it's just really important.
It's essential for us, especially as we get older. The deal with that we find with the fall prevention, we stumble. We're going to stumble. How do you catch yourself? That's the real big deal because we all stumble. But what's the footwork? What's the balance work? And that's where Tai Chi comes in to help refine it. And it's so effective, I think it should be prescribed. I do.
Absolutely.
Because it works. All the research is out. It's just a lot of people, most people don't know it. And the number one fall is out of bed.
Out of bed.
Out of bed. Statistics are way, there's second place is not close. I know it's radical. No Tai Chi in that one, except at the Y. It was about 15 years ago, a class that I had there. And a 90-year-old came in, and she was just on fire. She said, had my granddaughter over, but sleep over for the first time in her new place. And so she was on the side of the bed. When she rolled out of the bed by accident, she landed on her hands and feet. And she came in so excited because she had the balance when she fell, and that's what happened.
But it's just a common story.
Common. You know? Absolutely. Yeah.
So do you get pushback from people? Tai Chi, are you serious? I'm not Chinese.
No, never.
No?
No, because of the age group that I work with and because I'm an oldie with silver hair, they listen to me more. I mean, Tai Chi is taught on Facebook, you know, all those things.
All over the place.
All over the place, but only by 40 or 45-year-olds.
That's very true. Except for the Y, like you do things at the Y, right?
Total, 100%.
And when can we tell our audience, we'll mention again in the afternoon, I mean, after the second half of the show, but tell me about some of the classes and where they're at.
The one that I've been working at for 12, 15 years, some of the students I have in class, because we have an advanced class, everybody knows it. Then we have a beginner's class where first-time people come in, especially Parkinson's. And they simply have been doing it forever, just nonstop. And when you watch them walk, you can tell for sure. That's the Kaimukiwai.
Kaimukiwai is by...
catty corner from Kahala Mall.
Right. On the Malka side of Asagio's,
right.
One of my favorite
That's
restaurants
right.
to go to. I love Asagio's.
Yeah.
My son went to the Y there in the summer one year.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a nice little Y.
Oh, it is a nice little Y. We have big classes, 30, 35 people.
Really?
In each class. We have six a week.
And there's
Six a week. And now some of them they don't come back after they know it. They do it at home. And benefit from it.
I hope so.
And so it seems like it because I see them from time to time or they'll come back in and say, oh, I just missed everybody. But there's a turnover. That's what we want. We want them to graduate from beginners into the intermediate, start attending the advanced class where there's no instruction there. We just put the music on. We do it 8 times in a row.
And so the beginner class, is that the Kaimukiwai?
Yeah.
And what time of day are those? Are they the same time every day?
Or every day.
What time is that?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Not in the morning?
No. I know. It's not. It's nap time. The 1 o'clock session.
But one I've o'clock got a, session.
It's, oh, so many seniors. But all the Ys on the island teach it. Nobody else does.
Really?
I have a lot of private classes. I have Parkinson's classes that I do. Waimanalo. And in different other places in Aina Haina and Hawaii Kai. But more now are taking it at home, learning it at home. And the results with Parkinson's is amazing. Seriously. It takes a while, but the symptoms are managed tremendously just by learning the balance.
Is the Parkinson's Association pushing this program for you?
I don't know.
Should you come? Talk to Kevin over there.
But I've only, this whole thing is irresistible for me. My daughter's been telling me for a long time, come on, do this media stuff. And so now I've got stuff on YouTube and bunch in Instagram and Facebook. And I had to have granddaughters teach me how to do all that stuff because I didn't have a clue. I didn't even know what IG meant. For about 3 weeks, and it meant Instagram.
Right.
I thought they were just talking about something real different, fancy.
Right, right, right.
But I've only become, I realized that not enough seniors knew about it, and it wasn't being advertised. So they inspired me. My daughter said, come on, we'll help you. You get it going. And so I'm trying to talk to seniors a lot more.
You're going to find from our workshops, half the people that come to our workshops are pretty tech savvy. I get usually every month I get a couple calls saying, hey, I can't register for your Realities of Aging online. I said, no, you can't. And can you text me if I'm okay, if my RSVP is okay? Yeah, half the people text me, say, can you just text me instead of calling back? Wow, really? And they're all about 70 or a little bit older.
Yeah.
But most of the classes, guys, the Realities of Aging, the third Wednesday of the month, all one hotel, 8:30 morning session or 1:30 afternoon session. It's about 3 hours, but most of them really are under 75. Most of them are under 70 probably, but they're healthier, but they know they dealt with their parents. They know they're going to get older. They know they're going to have issues. They want to learn how to, they're there for solutions, you know, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I provide as much solutions as I know. Like I said, I've been doing this magazine going on, 13, 14 years. I get sent stuff to me every day from all over the U.S., sometimes all over the world. So I'm very knowledgeable to all these things, but I know Tai Chi. When you call the message about Tai Chi and this and that, we did a little background check on you, and we know what you've been doing. You've been doing great work, Clint. We're here with Clint Evans, by the way. So how do they – so do people go online to meet you, email you, call you, text you? How do people get a hold of you?
I can visit on YouTube. It's Tai Chi Fall Prevention with Clint Evans. But I have the name of the company is Silver and Stronger Coaching Program.
Oh, okay.
And so I have that Silver and Stronger at Gmail. So people text me, they can call me.
Can they call you?
Yeah.
What's your number?
808-366-8620.
Okay. We'll mention it at the end of the show as well. But guys, if you meet this, once you meet this guy, well, first of all, you got to come to our Realities of Aging workshop on the third Wednesdays of the month. It's in the magazine. He'll be there because you're a much more better person to look at than me. You know, people look at me like, you're a little overweight person. I say, yeah, I know that. I mean, but I don't take any high blood pressure medication. I don't take any cholesterol.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fit. I walk golf 3 to 4 days a week. I'm going to walk after this. But you look better. And plus, like I said, you're older than me. So you look super fit. I mean, you see this guy is fit. And my brother surfs about 5-6 days a week in the morning too.
Yeah.
And he's 60.
He just made. He's still a young puppy.
Oh yeah,
you don't really. It's not till over 70, and then three of the guys that I surf with in the morning are in their 90s, and it was just like 2 weeks or so ago, sitting out there going, looking at everybody because there's only 5 to 7 of us regularly, looking over and going, yeah, he's 93, and I go, wow, man, that's 15 years from now. Am I going to be able to do this in 15 years? I don't know. You know, it's just a day at a time, staying fit, drinking the water, doing the exercises, just, you know.
Yeah, that's so true. This guy that's 77 in my golf club, I just golfed with him last Sunday. He's got the lowest handicap in our club, 13 for a 77-year-old.
Oh.
And he hits the ball pretty far, but he's super straight. He's just so smart. And he exercises every day. And he's just a great, great guy to have, be around. And that's my goal. You know, I play a lot of men's softball, too, and so I'm the slowest guy on the team, by the way. I mean, but I don't need to run. I have to get to first base and get pinch runners the whole game. But it's just something I golf on Thursdays usually with two guys in the early mid 70s. One guy is 68. I'm the youngest guy at 63. And they all are pretty good or better than me. And it's just fun to see these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to do what they're doing. And I don't know if I can. You know, I don't know about you, but I played a lot of sports growing up. So I have a lot of injuries slowly coming back.
Oh, gosh. Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
Well, I played a lot of football when I was young. Basketball, baseball, soccer, track, everything. Yeah. All these injuries are coming back now as I get older. But that's why I try to stretch. You know, I roll my fascia.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
You know, I try to walk and do some strength training. But anyway, we're here with Clint Evans. This guy, you know, yeah, I like your Silver and Stronger coaching program. But we're here with Mr. Clint Evans. This guy, I mean, when you say super senior, this guy is a super senior. Anyway, the next issue of Generations Magazine should be out very shortly, coming to the newsstands, about homeless in Hawaii. It's a growing problem, and it's very visual because you can see people around, especially if in town or on the beaches. It's a serious problem. I know the mayor has been doing his best. And I've been to those little small homes they have out there off of Nimitz. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way how to get some of these mental health issue people there and work with mental health people to, you know, get them better if that's possible at all. Of course, off drugs and everything, but it's a great program over there. Check out the story. And then I believe it's May, June, we're going to have 3 well-known local actors featured from Kumuakahua Theater. One of them is my father's actually cousin. He's an actor. You've seen him around town, and they're all above 70, I believe. They're fantastic. If you get a chance, guys, go to see theater. Last night I went to see The Blue Note, my favorite entertainer, Henry Capono. He was singing with Keola Beamer. And I never met Keola before, and I met him, and like, wow, this guy is amazing. He is an island treasure, him and Henry, living treasure, by the way. And I told him, I want to do a cover story on what he's doing on a big island and his big nonprofit over there sometime later this year, early next year. But get a chance, guys. The Blue Note has great, great shows, intimate. It's reasonable price for the tickets. I think for the premium is $45. For the ones in the back of the loge and the back area is $35 per person. March 26th, 27th is a Sunday. Monday is Kalapana, if you remember who they were, guys. And then in April, Henry Capone is going to do a session with Macaw's Sons, one of my favorite groups. And then in May, he's going to do one with Brother Nolan. So just Google Blue Note or mention their names in Google and find out when their concerts are. It's fantastic. And, you know, support local entertainment, but local artists as well. But anyway, this guy's been here. How long have you been here now, Clint? Since 2000?
Yes. Yeah, 2003.
Yeah. So you're, come on already.
Getting there.
The cool little shirt. You're wearing slippers. I'm wearing shoes. He's got his surf shorts on there. But anyway, we're here with Clint Evans. This guy is a super senior, but an expert in Tai Chi. But tell us about the Silver and Stronger coaching program, because I'm perplexed, because when I asked you during the break, I said, do you teach coaches? Is that what you do?
Or
you
no. No, just individuals.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about the program.
It's totally targeted to seniors. They're the only ones that contact me and want to improve their fitness level. And the number one thing I have them do is practice balance daily. I call it homework. Oh. There's beginners, intermediate, and advanced homework that I show, that I teach people, whether it's online or it's in a group class or private classes in homes, because that's more important than the moves, is the knowingness of where vertical is. And that's just standing on one foot. 10 seconds a day is the latest research. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. It was, oh, you got to stand on one foot for 60 seconds. Nobody was doing that. Okay. Ten seconds is enough. And what I have people do is, in Costco, bored, standing in line, put the fingertips on the basket, and then go to one foot. You're brushing your teeth. Captive audience right there in the mirror. Leave the toothbrush in the mouth. Stand on one foot. Every way that you can, practice it. Because it's not that you have to build up muscles. Just have to build up remembering where it was, like the way we did when we were younger. Oh. And research says that after age 45, we start to lose that knowingness of where that vertical is. And so Tai Chi is a cool way to learn it. And it was so interesting. The why, it must have been 10 or 12 years ago, did a study with a bunch of researchers from the hospitals around, and they wanted to see what ADD children, how they would respond to Tai Chi. Hmm. So in 2 weeks, they knew all 24 moves, and their parents, after the daily classes that were being done at the Y, the parents I had the next hour teaching them, they weren't past move 3 or 4 in 2 weeks. But when we're younger, we get it. You know, it's built in.
You learn faster.
Much faster.
You adapt faster. You don't have any negativity or criticism. Why am I doing this? Just do it.
Yeah. Well, so now students, beginning students in fall prevention, it takes about 2.5 to 3 months to develop up that knowingness of doing moves left and right, forward and back. It's just that this is new with Silver and Stronger. It's what I say is never too late, you're not too old. Everybody responds, whether it's hardcore Parkinson's or they show up in a wheelchair or in their home hanging on to their walker. We learn. If we'll practice enough, it doesn't matter. We can learn good or bad. If we practice it enough, we get it. And so here's Tai Chi that for seniors is working with just practice. You just have to keep doing it.
So when you say 10 seconds, so how many times do you do that? Like 3 or 4 times?
Well,
you switch
the wobbles, the shakes are so rough that I tell people, if you really want to get beyond this, where you are comfortably standing on 1 foot in your home or at the Costco basket, do it 10, 15 times a day, each foot. Not an hour in a row, not like Gold's Gym, but just stand still. Go to what you're checking. You're watching Guy Hoggy on the tube, checking the surf. Go to 1 foot. Just enough, you practice it. If you're impatient with it, got to hold on. Then let go and find out if you're on target. But if you'll do it 10 to 15 times a day, it's gone in 10 days. We learn that fast, and it does not seem to be that age is the barrier. It's only the number of times that we have to practice it. When we were younger, only took 2 or 3 times. Not now. You got to practice it 8, 10 times to get a feeling for where it is. I watched beginners show up at the Y class and shaky as can be, scared to stand anywhere away from a chair or a wall. It's amazing. In 3 or 4 weeks, there's this one guy, giant of a guy, 6'3", probably solid 250. And he was taking off his medication because his balance improved so much. And he was, I know it's amazing. I get chills right now, even just visualizing them or picking up, telling the story. It's just, we learn, we do. The thing is, it's a solution to a major problem that we've got. It just has to be, you choose the right Tai Chi. It's got to be the Sun style, the S-U-N, or Sun style. It was put together by a university scholar, Sun Lutang, 130 years ago, and it's considered to be the best fighting form that there is.
I know I've seen different ones, but this is very intriguing. So when you say it's a Silver and Stronger pro coaching program, is this like over a certain amount of weeks or hours, or how does that program work?
Well, I ask people to let me train them for 14 weeks. That amount of 3 to 4 months at home or in the Tai Chi, in the group class at the Y. I need you for 3 to 4 months, because then you own it. And you can come back to the advanced class, or you can do it on your own at home. But it's a 14-week class that I have people do at home.
And you got to get them committed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Because a lot of people don't, you know, I can see it and envision people. Yeah, it's good, but I don't need it.
60% of the people that start quit.
Really?
60%. And so what I do, I tell them, listen, when your why is big enough, then the how, when it comes along, you will tackle that baby hardcore. And so what's your why? I found out from one woman that it was, she wanted to be able to water her garden barefooted and be able to step on the flagstones that were in the back. It wasn't anything else. She wasn't going for some contest. Simple stuff. Just wanted that. I have other people that they just want to be able to bend over, pick up a grandkid, and stand back up. Simple stuff. Not like, oh, I want to be first place in this or that. No, it's an inside job. You don't need to go to Gold's Gym and build up fitness. You just have to practice it. It's an inside job. You can build up the awareness of doing it. So that's what Silver and Stronger is, teaching primarily balance.
So how many of the people that come to your class, whether it's the Silver and Stronger program or the Y beginner program, had gone to the program because they had fallen already?
Everybody.
100%?
100%. The thing that it was, it's really surprised me a lot because I'm very particular about the moves and how to do it. So I teach and I love the deal. But the thing that I found that was the hardest thing to do was to crush their fear of falling again. And that was, you could see it in their eyes. I'm not going to stand on one foot and, you know, hold on to a chair. No. So they have to, so got to be the patience and keep doing it. And until you get to the point, and I tell you, over a 3 or 4 day period, 5 day period in a class, I'll see it in somebody, and the fear has gone out of their eyes. They're into it. They found a reason why to keep doing the practice, keep showing up at the class, and then practice on your own. I sales pitch them hardcore. Come on, you got to practice on your own at home. Come on, give me a little bit. And those of you that aren't, I can tell because you're wobbling in the back of the class. Yeah, it isn't a real straight teaching situation. We have a blast. Bunch of seniors, though. What are you going to do? 30 or 40, they want to have fun.
Well, we can get statistics from the Hawaii State Fall Prevention Consortium on the dollars it costs people going to the ER, staying in rehab, because even though Medicare does cover a lot of it, doesn't cover all of it. You know, the stress, how it affects your family, you needing caregiving, you know, bruising. I had a client that took a header and half her face was black and blue.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's radical.
I've seen pictures online where people have post pictures of their loved ones. Like, why do we even put it online, first of all? But to show that it happens.
Yeah.
And we have to prevent it. And, you know, I mean, what's crazy is that the average senior, once they reach 80, it's multiple times of falls.
Yeah.
Not just once or twice. I mean, multiple. My mother probably fell down 10 times a month.
Oh. You know? That's so hard on everybody. It just is tough because then we're not the one falling, but we're worrying about them falling. And so the stories that I have, like I'll have the beginner's class at 1. If I was to ask the group at the beginning of the class, anybody got a story? It is amazing. I caught myself. I was out walking, I stumbled, and I caught myself. And I'm just so pumped about it. That's what they're looking for. Not that they're looking buff, and they just want to be able to, we call it activities of daily living.
Yep.
Still being able to rock and roll and do what you want, even if it's just a walk without a walker or a cane. Mm-hmm. Have that. And there's a guy, Parkinson's, private class in Waimanalo. You would not be able to tell if you saw him walk now. He changed.
Wow.
He was small steps, only 2 or 3 inches, bent over. No, typical Parkinson's symptoms. You see him rock and roll now, you wouldn't even believe he ever had a problem. Hmm. He learned, but he practiced a lot. He and his wife practiced a lot.
Yeah, I think you have to train the mind first of all.
Yes, it's an inside
job. The
body
may not be able to do it, but once the mind tells the body, and I think, I'm envisioning this as I've taken class before. You have to be able to tell your mind has to tell your body you can do this,
mm-hmm.
and you're safe.
Yeah,
you know, and I think repetition, like you said, is really, really important. I think people need to continue to go to classes. Doing it at home is great, but because we all need a reminder.
Yeah,
you know, I've been doing these workshops for years. We do a big aging in place workshop. This year's going to be August 12th. I don't know if Cynthia told you about that, but we would love to have you be one of our presenters.
Oh, cool.
Before COVID, we had about 2,000 people come.
I'd love to.
Six different workout rooms.
Uh-huh.
And every hour we switch out a speaker. So guys, look at the magazine. It's August 12th. It's all day at the Ala Moana Hotel. And we do everything from dementia, caregiving, financial, legal, long-term care solutions and options, healthy living. And you can be in that room, but make sure you're available on that date. You're not traveling or anything, because August 12th is going to be a big day. By the way, so you're going to be at the Wynwood Mall. Wynwood Mall, March 19th.
Absolutely.
Which is a Sunday? Saturday? I thought it was on a Saturday. It's on a Sunday?
No, I think it's Saturday.
Can't Saturday? Remember. Okay. I think it's March 18th then. At the Wynwood Mall. It's going to be a senior fair. Will you be doing some exercise?
Yes.
Okay, there's a stage.
I'll be doing Tai Chi.
There's a stage there. But again, Windermere Mall is going to promote it. I believe it's from like 8:39 to about 1 o'clock. And we have exhibit booths there. Generations partners will be there. But Clint, so what will you do in that small session?
I hope to have, what I like to do is to have 6 or 8 beginners with me. And then we actually do a class. People get to see what the class is and maybe even talk to the people, not just to me, because they believe I'm going to say, oh, it's the best, but to talk to people that are not an instructor, but they're just a user, that they have changed how they're able to move.
Well, I would probably bring some of your super seniors at your Y class.
I am.
Yeah.
I started to invite them.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, local guys, they get that shame, yeah? Like, come on. I always try to push people on stage, you know?
Well, that's why a lot of people do it at home.
I believe I'm going to be able to make that, but if I am, pull me on stage. I remember doing this, about, like I said, 7, 8 years ago, and I kind of laugh at myself when I think back. I remember that so vividly because all the young people could not sit still.
Yeah.
And well, neither could I, but I mean,
yeah.
I have a lot on my plate, but it's just something I think people need to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I told you I surf. I ride a 9'3 longboard. I love to hang 10 on the nose.
Really?
And so that's my surfing specialty. And the young bucks just go, how are you able to do it because you are so old? And it's because I do Tai Chi. I can slow walk that board up to the nose and do my deal. And that's the reason. Yeah, I'm not a superstar. I just practice balance a lot. And that's why I know that people get results. Seniors get results. And it's a solution. All they have to do is not quit. Keep practicing.
That's the hard part. But mentally, you know, they don't think they need it because they're still good. But I'll tell you, everybody I talk to, even myself and my wife, we have a little stair that we back in our laundry room where my dog lives a lot of times. And it's about 5-6 steps. And if we don't turn the light on, we have a rail, but we do falter every once in a while.
Well, I recommend one of my strong ones is start early before you need it. If you're a senior, you're over 62, 65, come on. You don't have any signs? Start, because you're going to. 10 years, it really starts to hit what the statistics show about that 70 range.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once fear gets in there about falling and you don't have anything that you're practicing, it's a tough one to work through.
Well, it affects your quality of life. And that's where I'm big about that, while living well. Tell the guys at the Y, contact us in the magazine. We'll do a story on the classes over there.
Cool.
And it's just something that I think we need to promote. Because fall, when you look at the statistics of fall, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the injury. We're the family, so scared that it's going to happen again. But this is a solution, and it's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's fun to, once we get older, it's okay to move slow. We don't resent it as much as when we were younger.
It is. Well, it's safer. What about strength training? Does the Y do something? I mean, does the Tai Chi any kind of a strength training?
Yeah. Yeah. Strength and endurance, because you're moving so slowly, it's much harder to walk across a room doing what I call the cool walk, where you're just stretching it out, than to move fast, because then gravity is overtaking. In Tai Chi, you don't allow Murphy or gravity in the scene. You are standing vertical the whole time in slow movement. That's why we're able to catch ourselves when we stumble. Because walking technically is just falling forward. We get the head going a little bit. We hope the foot gets under there. I mean, even backing up in the kitchen where you bump into your dog, this is a common story. I caught myself. I was able to turn the body, get my hands up, and place the foot down.
Hmm.
There's so many stories, so many good results.
Who's your oldest attendee of your classes?
Oh, my gosh. Mabel, 100 years old, joined the class. When was it? It was like 6 weeks ago. And you want to hear some story, you ask her about it. She's so pumped. that she's 100. She's only about this big, you know. I mean, she's tiny little thing.
4 foot eight.
But she joined it for her balance. Although she's doing pretty good, she walks in, walks out from the very beginning, but she wanted more confidence because she figures that while she's starting to get old, that she better do something about it because a lot of other people are much younger. So 100, Mabel.
I tell you, we should do a story on her in the magazine next time you see her.
Oh, I'll mention it to her. She'll say yes. She's okay. Such the sweetest little thing. Crystal clear, too. Still crystal clear head. And I think that's the reason why she keeps coming back to class.
Well, I would like to know what her secret is, but that'd be a great story.
Okay.
Not only about taking Tai Chi, but just living. We do stories on 100-year-old people in Hawaii.
Yeah. You'll love her.
I think you're going to see more and more people reach that. I think by 2030, we're going to have, we already lead the country in aging. But I think by 2030, which is in 7 years, we're going to have one of the biggest increases reaching 90 mm-hmm. in the state of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going forward, 100 is going to be very easily obtainable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we have to eat and exercise, eat healthy and eat exercise. But I think, you know, if you listen to AARP's commercial recently, if you heard, listen to it, I always mention this on the show because that's what they're looking at, and they know more about aging than almost anybody else. The commercial says possibly live half your life over 50. So I had to think about it the first time I heard that. I guess, wow, that means we're gonna live 100. Oh. Possibly,
I hadn't noticed.
Good chance you're gonna live to half your life over 50.
Uh huh.
That means you live 100. I had my day job, the reverse mortgage, and I had a client at 97. I told a story last time. Cutest lady I've ever met, and when I came into the room talking about her finances and the reverse mortgage and da da da, she goes, "Percy, do you drink?" And I said, "Yeah, but it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock." That's okay. Do you still drink? I said, "Yeah, I do a little bit." Asked her caregiver, "Can you bring the Aussie Spumante?" It was so funny. An hour and a half later, then we started talking business. Seriously, I mean, this lady stunned me, and she's like 97.
Yeah,
like, wow. You know, yeah. So that's why I'm fully engaged in this industry, like you are. I know a lot about this industry from all different angles, not just for exercise and health and legal and reverse mortgage and stuff like that. But I counsel families every day. But Clint, you're a great, great ambassador of being healthy. I look forward to seeing you more on our radio show, let alone our workshops and in the magazine. You stay healthy, my friend, because people are gonna love what you do. So anyway, so they can reach you by just Googling you, Clint Evans, or Stronger.
They can see me YouTube, Tai Chi Fall Prevention with Clint Evans. I am on Instagram and Facebook. And
just Google Clint Evans or Tai Chi with Clint Evans?
Tai Chi with Clint Evans. Actually, the words are Tai Chi Fall Prevention. Because that's where, and there's a couple of other people that are doing it, Tai Chi Fall Prevention.
Yeah, a lot of people doing it.
But with Clint Evans, it'll be clear.
Yeah. And what's the phone number they can reach you at in the event they want to talk to you first?
808-366-8620.
And then lastly, you have an event coming up on with the Kidney Foundation.
Yes.
Love those guys.
I do too.
And the March 25th, which is a Saturday.
Saturday.
And that's at Kapalani Park. Is that going to be a big one?
It's going to be a big one. And I do the opening warm-up, and I'll have 8 or 10 seniors.
Is it a kidney walk?
Yeah, it's a kidney walk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll have 8, 10 seniors there, and we'll do just a regular class, not just nonstop 42 moves, but practicing the balance and then some one step at a time so that people can get a clue. And the ones that I've invited on purpose that are into it are older than me.
Will Mabel be there?
Yeah, Mabel will be there. She said right away. Yeah, yeah.
Dwayne, we did a show a couple months ago called 65 is the New 45. You're 77. You're the new 47 or 57, my friend. So
yeah.
I welcome to the magazine. He's going to be a great partner with us. You'll see us at our workshops. And don't forget, March 15th, which is in a Wednesday. Every third Wednesday of the month, we do our Realities of Aging workshop. At the Alamo Hotel. Check out the magazine. And then August 12th is our big one, our 15th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. So you'll see the spreadsheet come out pretty soon with all the different workshops on it. Clint, you check your calendar. Hopefully you can be there. But guys, stay healthy. Check out Tai Chi for Seniors with Clint Evans for Fall Prevention online. And we'll talk to you about next week. Anyway, as always, everybody, aloha and live well.